medical program. And in hour two, we're supposed to have Dr. Mark Starr, and I don't see on the teleprompter, so I'm not certain. Is Dr. Starr there? Wonderful. Let's go ahead, I guess. maybe our teleprompter's not working. Welcome to the program, Dr. Starr.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time off to help people, because this program is now heard in 34 countries, and we do have the books available. We're going to be distributing through our affiliates, through Todd Metello down in Tennessee. So when you send in an order, it's shipped out immediately from there. So if you've had, we've had some issues in the past, this is a very valuable book. Either yourself or your relatives, someone you know is suffering from either type 1 or type 2 hypothyroidism. This is probably one of the most important, what I call public health discoveries of the century that you made, Dr. Starr. And it has wide-ranging effects on the populations in terms of susceptibility to disease, identification, and protection against further problems. And that's why it's so important to be able to recognize it. And your historical analysis of the history of thyroid diagnosis, and the fact that doctors a half a century ago could do a better job than they do now based on treating tests and not patients, is just mind-boggling. When you see the pictures and the documentation in your book, it's very, very well done. So I appreciate all the work you've done to kind of push this forward so people become armed with the truth, and then they can walk into their doctor's office and say, have you read this, doc? Because we need to get the doctors to get with it in terms of whether it's natural medicine or real functional medicine, looking at organ function rather than treating tests. I guess, as they say, the test survived, but the patient died on the table.
Well,
that's one of my jokes, anyway.
That's funny.
Give us the history of thyroid. For those who haven't heard before, we do have Dr. Starr's been on the program before. We're going to archive and put them all together on NutraMedical in the next month. It'll all be free. You can go to specific topics like type 2 hypothyroidism, Dr. Mark Starr, and you can go to NutraMedical.com and purchase his book, or you can do it also by calling 888-212-8871. And by the way, I'm available to do customized nutraceutical wellness and investigation programs. This is not medical care. It's mentoring. It's education. You need your local providers to help you, but I can give you information that they or you will find it very hard to obtain. I like connecting health professionals like Dr. Starr, so he has a platform periodically to tell this very important information out there. So you become aware that in our toxic world, with heavy metals everywhere, with depleted soils and now depleted uranium that interferes with the body, we have a pandemic of type 2 hypothyroidism, which is related to thyroid resistance of the mitochondria that provide your cells with your energy. So tell us the story behind this, which is a very amazing story, Dr. Starr.
Well, I really didn't discover it. I think no one has ever called it type 2 hypothyroidism before, but I had an old endocrinology teacher. I was a medical doctor, and I was screaming about being hypothyroid because I had all the symptoms, and the problem runs in my family. Some of my symptoms were muscle aches, fatigue, cold intolerance, dry skin, decreased concentration. There are a myriad of symptoms associated with low thyroid, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, just goes on and on and on, menstrual problems, headaches. But so no one would treat me because my blood tests were normal, and I was board certified MD in physical medicine and rehabilitation, and at the University of Missouri in my residency program, where I grew up in Missouri. And anyway, no one would treat me because my blood tests were normal, but I kept asking for help, and I couldn't find it. And fortunately, I had chronic back and neck pain from football and other injuries, and I got to New York and studied with some old-time doctors who knew the blood test didn't work. So then I began treatment in 1995.
That's amazing. We're going to hear the rest of this remarkable story, and we want you to get this book. You can go to NutraMedical and read a bit about it, but this is one of the books you need in your library. Pass it to your relatives. You need to start recognizing this syndrome. You can literally see people across the street and will be able to diagnose it yourself.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache, and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stagon uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stagon today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stagon must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stagon risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestagon.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Dr. Starr, let's continue. That's an amazing story. Give us more information on how, with your personal journey, how it made you, and this is often the case. You get someone that goes through a personal journey, like in hour one, we talked with Don Wiskin, who had his heart disease reversed with Cartavite, and you finally got this recognition by seeing these real top-notch doctors, and they finally taught you something that you weren't being taught in medical school or residency, and you said, my gosh, why isn't this standard of care probably, right?
Well, my doctors, who was my teacher, was an endocrinologist at the University of New York Cornell Endocrinology Clinic, which was one of the top ones in the world for many, many decades. Uh-huh. And he was an MD, PhD endocrinologist. And he had been treating patients since the early 1950s, before the advent of all these plethora of blood tests that have been purported to diagnose the problem. And he'd been treating patients for years before the blood test basically took over the standard of care. And he knew the same patients were coming in with the same complaints and the same physical findings and responding to the thyroid medicine the same way, despite the fact they had normal blood tests, and tried to publish his literature. And I asked him why it wasn't published when I saw the literature he'd put together. And he basically said that his peers wouldn't publish it because it wasn't what they decided was meant to be for the thyroid treatment diagnosis. And so I started doing research. I found Rhoda Barnes Research Foundation, BRODABARNES.org is the website for that one. Uh-huh. And there was another MD, PhD endocrinologist that was practicing since the 1930s and did a lifetime of research. And that was an amazing revelation when I found that. And then I had already begun diagnosing the problem when I went back and started my private practice in 1996 and diagnosing it more and more. And then I read Broda Barnes, and he said 50% of the Americans would have it by 1986. His book was published in 1976. And it was now 1996, and over half the population had it, in my opinion. And so I started doing more and more research, and thanks to the Broda Barnes Foundation, I had access to a lot of material, and I spent a lot of time in the library researching old textbooks and old references, because it turns out the last endocrinology textbook that had before and after treatment pictures in it was from 1957.
Wow.
And so most of the pictures in my book are 1957 and prior to that. Using the treatment techniques and they've used since the 1960s, they no longer change people's appearance dramatically or have resolution of the symptoms like they did for half a century. The first successful treatment was 1891, and there was a big treatise published in 1915 in the European journals, and that was 60 pages. And anyway, at the early 20th centuries was so much research, there was a huge thyroid problem, and they devoted a lot of research and time to studying the study and treatment of that illness, and that whole body of knowledge was just lost. It's been replaced by treating blood tests with synthetic hormone that doesn't work. At least it doesn't work very well.
Yeah, it's the T4 is almost like a pro-hormone, and the real thyroid glandular hormone contains a whole range of molecules that include various other forms of T3, reverse T3, T2, other, you know, thyroglobulin peptides, and other molecules like TRH, thyrotropin-releasing hormone. It's amazing that they think they can treat a condition with just T4 and then wonder why it doesn't do the things that you can see in photos back at the turn of the century and in the first half of the century. These early doctors using good clinical medicine were able to treat, and then as soon as they started looking at the test and said, well, the test looks fine, but the patient looks awful, I guess you can go home now.
Yeah, well, it's been like that for over 40 years. And
yeah,
unfortunately, they have 40 years of treating erroneous blood tests with a product or a type of thyroid that doesn't work all that well, and they have this huge mountain of literature that's just not good. And I cover how they got to where they were. I have a whole chapter on how the laboratory testing became in vogue and the research studies they used to back up their positions. And if you read the thing objectively, it's mind-boggling how they can make all the assertions they do, because they don't have any scientific data. For instance, basal metabolism studies, which is the thyroid controls your metabolism, every cell in the body's energy production, and protein synthesis, and it just controls basically the mechanics. It's the master gland that controls how every cell in the body works. And they used to be able to measure inspired oxygen, expired CO2, age, weight, sex, and they had a formula, and they would determine your metabolism after fasting all night. That wasn't always accurate because of anxiety and other medical conditions, and they kept looking for blood tests to replace that test with. But I have studies in my book, and my teacher had studies in my book, and there are other studies out there now showing that people still have low basal metabolism even though they have normal blood tests. And so I put basically 100 years of research in my book, and I put the research that's being used to justify what they do these days in my book.
Well, I can tell you that you have a logical mind and a scientific bent, which is a tiny fraction of a minority of current physicians. And the problem is they're treating like rote. One of my jokes, and this is to get things in perspective, is I remember a study done back about 20 years at McGill University, which is a sister university in Montreal to the Harvard University. It's one of the biggest medical schools in North America. And they did a study, an IQ test, before and after graduation from medical school. And it was an average 8-point drop. And they, by the way, just as an aside, it's a 4-point drop if you get a head injury for the serious, you know, grade 1 concussion, where you lose, you know, retrograde memory loss, et cetera. So going through medical school is equivalent to 2 head injuries.
No, I haven't heard that research.
It is a real research, believe it or not. It's based on the joke is based on real research, believe it or not. Yeah.
Well, there's one family whose research I put in my book that have had four generations of endocrinologists. It was the great-grandfather back in 1915 who published 60 pages in the Practitioner. It was the number one journal in Europe, London at the time.
Right.
And I have his grandson's research from the 1980s in my book. And in that study, for instance, when they switched patients from the synthetic thyroid to the old-fashioned desiccated thyroid that comes from pigs, fatigue went from 90% of the patients who were taking T4 had 90% of them had fatigue. It went down to 26%. Cold intolerance went from 86% to 23%. Joint and muscle pain was reduced by from 77 to 28%. Depression went from 61 to 22%. Depression's a big hallmark of low thyroid. Headaches went from 55% to 15%. Constipation from 40% to 13%. So these doctors were, you know, did a study. It was published in the United States several years after it was published in Europe, and the journal it came out in, the Journal of Nutritional and Environmental Medicine, some, you know, obscure journal, because the mainstream thyroid journals and medical journals wouldn't publish this stuff because it's so counter to what the dogma is.
Well, I guess the dogma would be a good term for it, because when you say the word dogma, that sure sounds like a religion, doesn't it?
Well, my my editor said it best. He said, medicine is like a fundamental religion. If you stray from the doctrine, you're a heretic, and that's the way it's always been.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're doing, by the way, in this on NutraMedical is we not only have top experts, and let me tell you that Dr. Starr is one of the most important, his findings in his book is one of the most important books of this century for medicine. This problem is rearing its ugly head. Is with the toxic world we live in, one of the biggest problems that's going to become a public health catastrophe in history. And the reason is that when the mitochondria start to fail because you either have an increase in your toxic world and that you're not correcting with thyroid, you have increased risk of infections, you have increased risk of all kinds of disease, vascular disease, dementia. I mean, the list is so long, it's unbelievable, but it's not being either recognized or treated. It's like if people would know, if nobody was treated for diabetes in the country, how many people would be going blind, losing their kidneys, and dying prematurely? And it's already not completely well-treated, but we're doing something for it. We get the blood sugar under control. We try to improve circulation. But this condition is basically, to the vast majority of people, going untreated. And one of the amazing things that I heard as feedback from one of the people that read your amazing book, Dr. Starr, is when they read it and they saw the photos, they were walking through the shopping center and through the streets of their town or city, and they were saying how they could diagnose from across the street, or, you know, recognize, I guess would be the better term, rather than diagnose, because diagnosis requires a history and physical, but they were able to recognize people who were probably type 2 hypothyroid just from looking at them across the street.
Yeah, well, I put a quote in from the initial clinical summary by the Clinical Society of London. They published a 200-page report that included 60 autopsies, and it was in 1888 before they could they knew how to treat the problem.
Right.
And the quote I quoted was the general uniformity of the more prominent symptoms is indeed remarkable, allowing ready recognition of the malady in any freshly encountered case by an observer who has seen one well-pronounced case. And then they showed some sketches they'd used to show what a well-pronounced case looks like. And, you know, you look like you say, you can walk down the street and see lots of well-pronounced cases. Uh-huh. And yet I talk to doctors and they say, there's no myxedema in America anymore.
Oh, come on. You can put your thumb on it and look at it. After you show anybody with an eighth grade education, they can go and they could literally sit in a shopping center on a chair and say, let me see your lower leg. And they could tell probably with a 90% or 95% accuracy everybody who has myxedema.
Well, I can tell you that I don't go to mainstream medical conferences anymore. I go to integrative medical conferences and environmental medical conferences and so on and so forth, and these are the doctors that I talk to that are still saying this.
You mean doctors that still have a frontal lobe and neurons that are actually firing?
Yeah, they've made up their minds when it comes to low thyroid. They know what it is, and they look at the blood test, I'm afraid.
You know, one of my old concrete engineers that works with concrete says when concrete's made up too, it doesn't change.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, and of course, you can get Cartavite on by calling Michelle at 888-212-8871. Also, we have a special program coming up in the next few days. Uri International, Chuck Dewey, the best whole foods company in the world is Uri International. You need to check this out. You can get free samples of the feast. You can just call Michelle, 888-212-8871, and she will send some free samples to you. See, if you don't believe how amazing this is, it is the most complete single supplement. If there's only one thing you can take in the world, whole foods, it is the feast, Uri International. As I say, Cartavite as a tonic for life. It's not expensive to take care of your health. It's very straightforward, but you have to make the decision to do something. Well, let's get back to Dr. Starr. Tell us more. This is an amazing situation. So just like as time goes on, it's not that they change. You change by just asking questions, and then eventually over a period of time, you just evolved to understand that there was a whole range of disease that was never being addressed, and you knew how to address it.
Yes, well, it was all there in the literature, and it's unfortunately... it's just gone. But, for instance, Broda Barnes did a long-term study, and there was someone, a Dr. Eaton, that had published a study earlier that diabetics do not have the side effect. They don't get the complications from diabetes. They don't get kidney failure. They don't get blindness. They don't have amputations, because all of that is from hardening of the arteries.
Right.
And if you, so many diabetics, Dr. Barnes said 98% of diabetics or the 2% don't develop complications. The other 98% do, and if you give these patients thyroid, thyroid stops the progression of atherosclerosis.
Right, and it stops most of these other problems, peripheral neuropathy, dementia, obesity, all these things, in fact, a very large part of the cause, not the whole cause, with the mineral deficiencies and the calorie excess, but a large part of the cause of obesity exploding worldwide and diabetes is tied directly to what you discovered.
Sure. And, what was I going to say? Well, anyway, so the research has been done. It's just that I never was exposed to it, and doctors are not exposed to it. It's not in the thyroid textbooks. It's been excised or never included in the first place.
It's amazing how the profession managed to mutate from being competent to becoming incompetent in this very, very important area.
Well, I can tell you, I don't blame the current doctors because there's nothing in their textbooks. I know I read the modern textbooks, and I put all the literature that they use to support their, or a lot of it anyway, the most important findings to support their position in my book. And it's kind of mind-boggling. But
yeah, they don't have science. In other words, you have the science. You have the calorimetry. You have the overall metabolism. You can even put, with the new machines we have now, you can even measure carbon dioxide and actual metabolism with a nose clip and everything, and we can prove that you're correct. This is not open to conjecture. It's just a fact. Just like mercury's toxic and vaccine is in your teeth. It doesn't belong anywhere but a toxic waste dump. What you're saying is one of the most important public health discoveries of modern times in every country on the planet.
Well, the thing I'm most proud of about my book is the one thing I don't know if I discovered it, but I'm the first one to write about it.
You put it all together. You connected all
I put it all together because... I wasn't sure why the problem kept getting worse each generation. So many people think it's all environmental toxins, but Broda Barnes showed it was eliminating deaths from infections. The people who were susceptible to infections were the hypothyroid, and well over half the population died of infection at an early age for thousands of years. The age of death in the Greeks was like 35 years old, and by 1900, when plagues and smallpox and the rate of tuberculosis had been halved in the United States, the average lifespan was all the way up to 47.
Right. So, when your mitochondria fail, which is basically what we're talking about, which is the type 2 hypothyroidism, your energy producing little generators in your cells fail because you haven't had the thyroid hormonal stimulation. You don't have enough of them, and they don't work properly. You die of infection. And if you die, you take the gene defects in your mitochondria, which have accumulated, and you take that out of the gene pool so the survivors pass it on. So each generation gets more and more of these mitochondria and more hypothyroidism, besides the world being toxic, which causes more damage because the mitochondria are 30 times more affected by heavy metal pollution and radiation and scalar pollution than the regular DNA. So that's an amazing discovery.
Well, I figured out that the mitochondria, the DNA from it, comes all from the mother.
Right.
And I started reading the literature on mitochondria because the medical textbook of physiology, when I was trying to figure out where they decided on the TSH, the thyroid test that everybody uses, I started reading about thyroid hormones and I'd already been reading about mitochondria, but the medical textbook of physiology says it seems almost to be an obvious deduction that the principal function of thyroxine, which is the T4 that everybody uses, the thyroid hormone, might be simply to increase the number and activity of mitochondria. And then it turns out that the total number of mitochondria and the surface area and all that increase almost directly in proportion to the increased metabolic rate of the whole animal. And that's the mitochondria responsible for 90% of your energy production. Old Dr. Broda Barnes had introduced the basal temperature test, which he found was more accurate with a lot of research that he published in the Journal of the American Medical Association than the basal metabolism test. And it's the mitochondria that are responsible for your temperature. And if you give somebody desiccated thyroid in a big enough amount, their temperature goes up because the mitochondria are stimulated properly.
It's just so logical. It's like, I can't believe it. It's mind-boggling how clear you've written this book. Type 2 hypothyroidism, you can get it today, 888-212-8871. We'll be back with Dr. Starr and your calls right after this break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we'll start taking callers. We have Sharon in Arkansas. Go ahead with your question, Sharon, for Dr. Starr and myself. You're on the air, Sharon.
Hi, Dr. Deagle.
Yes, you're on the air, Sharon.
Okay, I've had a goiter for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm hypo. My blood tests are all normal. I finally talked a doctor into giving me Armour. And in 15 days, my goiter had tripled or doubled in size. I cannot take Armour. iodine doesn't seem to do anything for it. I take the iodide and the potassium iodine, or the Lugol solution. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do from here.
Uh-huh.
I have to take tons of magnesium and calcium, and I take the magnesium chloride, and it doesn't seem to make any difference.
Dr. Starr, I'd like to have your response to this kind of issue, because this is a common pattern of people. Hypothyroidism and goiter are really common nowadays, aren't they?
Well, not large goiters, but I've had at least one patient who had a large goiter, and the thing shrank like crazy when we gave her enough iodine and iodide. At Lugol, it's just like you're talking about.
Well, I feed on it for a year at like 6 to 10 drops a day.
Boy.
And it went down a certain amount and then it stayed right there.
Well, I'm a pain specialist, and I use a lot of hormones because my teachers knew that chronic pain or muscle tenderness,
I have that.
A lot of symptoms were related to hormone problems.
Uh-huh.
How much armor were you taking?
I was taking 30 milligrams a day.
And it doubled in size in 15 days?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
I couldn't even swallow. I had to quit.
Well, I don't even know who to tell you to go see. There's a doctor.
You never heard of this before, anybody?
My patients that have thyroid nodules and enlarged thyroids, if you treat them with the proper nutrients, iodine and thyroid in particular, selenium's important. I use a lot of selenium, but they tend to normalize over time, not expand. And as I said, the one patient I did have with a large goiter, it shrunk pretty dramatically with the iodine and iodide.
How quickly?
The first question I would ask is, number one, is the enlargement the actual gland, or is the gland inflamed now? If is it inflamed, is it cystic or solid? So if was there an ultrasound or a thyroid scan done?
Yeah.
And the next question would be, did they do a needle biopsy to make sure it's not a cancer or precancer condition?
No, they didn't do that.
Okay. If it's cystic, you do an aspiration and karyotype analysis of the DNA. The other thing you can do, if you do a thyroid scan, you'll see if it's hot or cold nodules in there, mm-hmm. if it's polycystic. The gland could be polycystic, and that could be a factor. My guess is, too, and you remember, the Armor is a very good product, but it also contains cornstarch and titanium dioxide and other things that are sprayed on the gland. The Western Thyroid Research Nature Thyroid is a far superior product, and Dr. Starr has quite a bit of experience with that.
Okay.
My guess is, number one, you have to rule out that there's not an inflammatory or some other condition there, so you should probably see a subspecialist endocrinologist.
This is the one time when I would go get a thorough investigation done. I agree completely with Dr. Deagle because this is not what I normally see, so there's something unusual going on that needs to be investigated.
Anybody
with a very large goiter needs to know, and most people with nodules, I recommend an ultrasound because it's not too invasive or...
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't recommend the radioactive nucleotide scan.
If you scan it with an ultrasound and you can do an aspiration, send it off to the pathologist
and
make sure that there's no cells in it indicating thyroid cancer. Because when I see an abnormal response to something that normally works the opposite way, you have to think that you don't have the right diagnosis and you got to go back to square one.
Yeah, I would send you to the specialist and, you know, worst comes to worst, they take out your thyroid gland so you can get on the right dose of thyroid.
Oh, come on. No way.
I have a fair number of patients who've had their thyroid glands removed and they do well if they need at least 3 grains of the desiccated thyroid.
Now, the other thing is, of course, if you do have...
You're on half a grain, by the way, or you were on half a grain, but I wouldn't have increased it because of your response. I certainly would have investigated. But
now, the other thing is, if they do find cancer, you have to realize that there's lots of natural nutraceutical things that can help your body fight cancer, including photodynamic therapy with LaserMed.
Uh-huh.
You can use things like Cometris to block off the blood supply to abnormal things or tumors or pre-tumors that are occurring. But you have to know what the diagnosis is.
Yeah.
If it's just being managed by your family doctor and he's not familiar and he had this abnormal response, you need to see a specialist pronto and have an ultrasound and needle aspiration if they're cystic. And if you do one of these scans, if they do it, it basically will tell if your gland is showing an autonomous, meaning a nodule that is hot. If you got an autonomous hot nodule, it'll make you hyper. If you get a cold nodule... if they're solid, that they can actually be a cancer or precancer.
Well, I had an ultrasound done on it.
Yeah, did they find anything?
Yeah, the cold nodules.
They won't see it on that. They'll only see it on the scan. They'll just see either cystic or it's normal.
Oh, well, it was cystic.
Yeah, cystic.
And they were going to do something. I had to drink something, do something, but I was on the iodine, so they couldn't do it.
Yeah, the other one besides Lugol's is another product that you've talked about before, Dr. Starr, the iodocaps, which is a combination of iodine and iodide. And we have a brand new product from Global Light that also is a combination of some very, very interesting organic iodides that if you want to contact us, I can give you some information on that. But
okay.
You need to see a specialist immediately. This is a situation where... boom, out the door, see the specialist. Then if you want to consult, you can contact us. And again, what I'm providing here is not medical care. It's information. It's mentoring. You need to have your local doctors involved in your care.
Well, one other aspect of this is I had one of those black microscope live blood test. Supposedly, they said that I have heavy metal poisoning, mercury.
Well, wouldn't surprise me at all. Heavy metals, if you want to look at the basis for disease in our modern world, and you look at the oldest lived people, there's two principles. Number one, the oldest lived people have two things. They have what's called a Generation 2 probiotic. That means the organisms that they're taking in their special yogurts, like the people in Georgia, the kefir, that have rhododendron coccaseum in it, literally are antimicrobials that kill all viruses, nanobacteria, pathogens, fungi, everything in their body. And number two, they have indium and other trace ionic minerals because they drink glacial milk. Those two things separate those populations. In fact, we're going to be talking with Wayne Blakely on Hour 1 on Friday about this amazing new Generation 2 probiotic. But when you're talking about your body, if you've got heavy metals and you don't detoxify, and I can help get you in a really good detox program, you will develop serious disease, autoimmune diseases, organ damage, inflammation, plaque. It's the substrate where pathogens can come in. For example, you can even have low-grade infection in a tissue. Like most people don't realize, if you've got really bad rotting teeth. And I when I worked in the heart units, what I discovered doing internal medicine was where all the people that ended up with heart transplants and needed to have their heart changed, they had rotten teeth. And now guess what? Those same bacteria that are growing in their gums were growing in their large blood vessels in the aorta if they ended up dying on the table and going to autopsy.
So would the heavy metals cause me to respond this way instead of...
No. I see a lot of patients with heavy metal problems, and as a matter of fact, in my book, I talk about how high levels of mercury can make you intolerant of thyroid medicine. Oftentimes, you have to detoxify patients before they will tolerate the thyroid medicine.
Right.
But
not to go this way. To be honest, I have not seen someone get this kind of reverse response without something very strange going on. There's got to be something else happening.
I would say that the guy who's written a lot of the books, I'm not sure I agree with everything he does with the thyroid, but David Brownstein, his website is drbrownstein.com. He's the one who did all the research on he and another doctor, Abrams, did the research. But he cites all the research. There are two drbrownstein.com, drbrownstein.com is his website.
Okay.
He has a great book on iodine in there and goiters and thyroid and so on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as I say, you need to get a combination of the best detox program, the best subspecialist in endocrinology and investigations, but don't delay. Again, medicine needs to incorporate as a standard of care this advanced work that Dr. Starr has done and get back to the basics that half a century ago they were very competent at, when they looked at the patient as their primary clinicians rather than looking at the test.
We
need to incorporate science, and nutraceuticals and these advanced imaging studies and so on are really important, but you need to see a specialist straight away.
Okay, well, there's one more thing about it. I have been reading about it and studying, and one thing that really fits my protocol, or fits what I have, is the adrenal failure. When your adrenal gland is not working properly, then the cells don't pick up the iodine. I mean, pick up the
right.
T3.
They don't convert the T4 into T3 and
right.
so on.
And
but
so,
I see a whole lot of patients with adrenal problems and, you know, thyroid nodules and small goiters and so on and so forth. I've never seen a reaction like yours.
No,
right.
That's very
okay.
unusual.
So you need to get that taken care of and figure out what the heck's going on there.
Yeah.
All righty. Will do. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome. You bet.
Righty.
And that number is 888-212-8871 to get Dr. Mark Starr's book if you want to do some consultations for a nutraceutical needs evaluation. We try to make sure you get the top evaluations. And one of the best tests is called the Personal Nutritional Consultants HTMA. It's a hair tissue mineral analysis. And it's not like just some labs that give you the analysis that's just a basic report. It gives you many analysis in correlation with body hormones, in mineral imbalances with various enzymatic processes. It's important for you to understand, have a starting point as to why you're sick. And that was smart that she actually kind of made a connection that there may be something there, but it needs a lot more investigation to nail it down. Great question. So, Dr. Starr, when you see the average person, what do they present like to you? Give us some kind of testimonials of people that have come in and what they have gone through.
Oh, geez. I've seen so many. I have a lot of case studies in my book. I saw one lady not long ago. She'd been on 4 grains of desiccated thyroid. And the Hertog study I have in my book from Belgium, the average adult dose these days is between 3 and 3.5 grains, which is a big dose, but that's what people need, and that's the same in my experience. But this lady was a large woman. She'd been on 4 grains since she was 19. Her doctor finally died. She went to Emory, and they started running thyroid tests on her, of course, and they were shocked because her TSH was a 0 and her T4. And if you take your thyroid the morning they do the blood test, the T3 is going to be high, the free T3, and her T4 was high normal. Anyway, they did echocardiograms. They did bone density studies. They ran every test they could think of on this lady, and they couldn't find anything wrong with her because, of course, according to them, she'd been hyperthyroid for over 40 years. She was in her 60s. And so they stopped all of her thyroid and told her she didn't need it anymore.
Oh, my God.
And she was running a company, and within 1 month she gained 20 pounds. She couldn't balance her checkbook. And she trusted those doctors so much she didn't realize it was the thyroid. And she heard me lecture and, you know, said, you know, God had intervened. And she went home and started taking her thyroid. She couldn't get in to see me for a week or two. And she was already, you know, 90% better by the time she got in to see
me. And this is a very common problem. In fact, this is one of the things that people need to take this to heart. 1/3 or more of the dementia of people over age 60 is caused by undiagnosed and untreated hypothyroidism type 1 or type 2. Is that a range that you would agree with?
Well, if you start, I don't think there's been any long-term or large...
just my own evaluation after 28 years of practice is that that's what I've seen.
I agree completely. If you start taking histories on older folks, and my father was one of them, he'd had heart failure, which is another thyroid thing, and was starting to lose his sense of humor, and his eyes were getting glassy. He was 81 at the time when I came back from New York. I put him on thyroid and some testosterone, and within 6 months, he had his sense of humor back. And by the time he died after a botched knee replacement, they couldn't believe his heart wasn't contributing to his illness because he'd had heart failure. And they did a coronary catheterization. His ejection fraction was about 50%, which is perfectly normal for a 20-year-old. And he had little or no plaque in his arteries. And anyway, it's pretty remarkable. His heart was as big as a volleyball.
Right, and
I have studies. I have x-rays from the 1923, actually it was 1925, I think, Journal of the American Medical Association.
Right.
When the doctor who published the study had 3 patients in the study, and it had already been reported in 1918 that you could reverse heart failure with thyroid extract, thyroid hormone, basically desiccated thyroid.
So when we see a lot of the heart failure, and of course coenzyme Q10, which is robbed by the HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, guess what? You rob CoQ10, you interfere with the mitochondria, which causes you to become functionally, toxically drug-induced type 2 hypothyroid. And that's what it does. It doesn't just work on your heart. It works in all your tissues. So eventually your heart muscle cells die and you go into heart failure caused by these lipid-lowering drugs.
High cholesterol is a red flag for hypothyroidism in the first place.
You just correct the hypothyroidism, guess what?
Yeah.
It's so logical.
Yeah. They had a rentgenologist, a radiologist, reading the x-ray. That back then they called them rentgenologists. And they reported in that study that the doctor had made the diagnosis just looking at the second and third cases x-rays. A heart uniformly dilated in all chambers, which is your generic heart failure. They could make the diagnosis just from looking at the chest x-ray. Not only that, they showed the heart shrink over a period of 2 months. They could keep patients in the hospital as long as they wanted back in the 20s.
Right.
And they took her off the thyroid, let the heart get bigger again, and then put her back on it and shrunk the heart again just to prove their point.
Right.
And anyway, 500,000 people a year in America were diagnosed with heart failure, and you know, a lot of the infirmities of old age. Broda Barnes did the autopsy studies showing emphysema, prostate cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, all that were associated with low thyroid.
Yeah, in other words, one of the top 3 or 4 diagnoses for getting somebody into hospital under an internal medicine doctor are all caused by untreated thyroid failure or mitochondrial failure called type 2 hypothyroidism or thyroid resistance syndrome.
Yeah, I can't disagree. No, I just never, it was never used during all my training. So that's why I say I really don't blame a lot of the current doctors because they've never seen or heard of all the stuff that's in my books and in other books as well. It's just, it disappeared 40 years ago.
Buy a copy, people, and get it to your doctor. Give it to him as his birthday present. Give him for any reason, but make sure they know this is real. And it needs to become a standard of care so we don't end up with what I call administrative renditions against doctors that are doing this. I happen to know, for example, in the state of Colorado, a doctor in Castle Rock that became persecuted by the insane board of examiners because he was treating it with the Broderbart's technique and he wasn't, quote, ordering enough of these fancy tests that are useless. He was actually looking at the patient. That's an amazing thing for a doctor to do. Take a history, examine the patient, see if they're getting better. Remarkable, isn't it? We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Mark Starr. Type 2 hypothyroidism. Get the book. Find out if you have it, your relatives. Get a copy to your doctor. This is important. We'll be back in just a moment.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And this book is amazing. I like the comments and questions in the back of your book here, Dr. Starr. Hypothyroidism. Type 2, and here's a few of the questions just to kind of stimulate some thought. Is heart disease really a mystery? Why won't your weight drop despite diet and exercise? Must 1/3 of Americans have chronic illnesses? are mental illnesses related to hypothyroidism. Is feeling tired, cold, and weak normal? Do blood tests detect most cases of hypothyroidism? I guess we know the answer for that now. And can patients' symptoms be diagnosed more reliably? Is low energy normal for my age? Do thin hair and weak nails mean something? Is dry skin a symptom of an illness? And do environmental toxins affect my hormones? And, of course, you answer all those questions and many more, not just about thyroid, but about other things like menopause and so on. And historically, maybe you need to write some other books on these other things because you have a talent of digging out the truth in this as a medical and a clinical historian, I guess, to find out the history of how this can be diagnosed correctly and recognized. And as I said at the start of the program, if you look at the photos in the book, you can literally sit in the shopping center and almost tell who is hypothyroid type 1 or type 2 on the other side of the shopping center or the street.
Only turns out in my research, it's about 60% of patients, not quite 60% of patients who are low thyroid have the myxedema or the puffiness.
Right.
So 40% of people don't have any puffiness. You wouldn't be able to detect them.
Right. I'm just thinking of the ones that are obvious that are not even detected, that if the doctor...
Oh, sure. Well, there are a tremendous number of those walking around out there, but just because you don't look like the picture doesn't mean you escape
the
problem.
You can be normal weight, too, and still have a lot of the symptoms and the problem as well.
Being underweight is one of the symptoms of low thyroid, too, for that matter.
Right.
Being short, being too tall, being too short, being underweight, being overweight. That's why they kept trying to find tests to try to diagnose the problem, because it's such a dichotomous illness. It can affect people differently who are brothers, you know. And you see that all the time. And actually, the inheritance patterns I talk about in the chapter on mitochondria, because the mitochondrial inheritance patterns are exactly what you see with thyroid. And that lady had called with her goiter that enlarged. One thing I remembered during the break was that when they first introduced iodine in the United States, I think it was around 1919.
Right.
A lot of people must have had very untoward reactions to it, because that's how come the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic and the Lahey Clinic were built for thyroid surgeries. I suppose maybe that lady's reaction wasn't as unusual as I thought, but I would certainly go get it investigated.
Yeah, it's obviously an inflammatory reaction. The gland is probably more inflamed and much less likely cancer. It's far, far more likely that there was an adverse or unusual idiosyncratic inflammatory reaction. So maybe what she almost needs to start with is almost homeopathic dosages of Lugol's or the iodocaps or this new product from Global Light.
I thought maybe the four drops was too much as well.
Yeah, and if she started off with homeopathic dosages, that's what we often find when one of my friends, Dr. Steve Levine, when he was correcting his selenium deficiency caused by back 30 years ago when he was exposed at the University of California in Berkeley, he needed to go homeopathic before he could tolerate the actual full
dosages. Yeah, that's true with a lot of problems.
Yeah, and that's amazing. So that might give you some suggestions, Sharon. You can call, of course, if you want to order the books. Anyone, 888-212-8871, or go online to our website, NutriMedical. Amazing programs coming up tomorrow. Constitutional Law, Hour 1 with Frank. Hour 2, First Line of Defense Kit, right? New advances. And then on Friday, the new Generation 2 probiotics to kill all known pathogens. And Chuck Dewey from Uri International, here to give you the truth and solutions on the NutriMedical Report. Dr. Mark Starr, you are a medical hero and historian in my books. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Starr.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody, and we will be back. But stay tuned. You're going to hear the new Intel Report right after this message. And we're here for you, people, your voice of liberty.
The Bill of Rights protects every